Hi everyone, my name is CJ Zhang.
大家好，我叫张思佳。I'm a senior at Lexington High School. 我今年在 Lexington 高中上十二年级。我们今天要读的经文是《路加福音》第十章三十八节到四十二节。
Hello, my name is Ian Zhao, and I'm an eighth grade student in Bigelow at Newton.
大家好，我的名字是赵怡安，我在牛顿 Bigelow 初中八年级。
Today we will be reading Luke 10, verses 38 to 42. As Jesus and his disciples were on the way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her.
他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱，就进前来说，主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。耶稣回答说，马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
Good morning and happy Mother's Day.
大家早，母亲节好。
May the Lord bless every mom to enjoy a day off today.
愿主祝福每一位做母亲的今天能够比较轻松一点。
And may they be cherished by their family and friends.
让你的家人和朋友今天会给你一些祝福，一些勉励。
Modern day parenting is all consuming.
现代的做家庭，做为人父母的，通常非常的忙碌。
I think we all need a day off.
我们都需要有这么一天轻松一下。
We worry from the day we bring the babies home.
我们从第一天把小 baby 带回家，我们就开始为他担忧。
To throughout the rest of their lives.
他日后这一生的生命，我们都为他担忧。
It seems endless, but every parent wants what is better.
似乎毫无止境，但是每一位做父母的都希望最好的能够临到他的孩子。
As I was inquiring of the Lord what is on his heart for us today, I was impressed to speak on this vignette between Jesus, Martha, and Mary in Luke chapter 10.
当我在思考今天这一段经文主要给我们的一个信息的时候，我对于路加福音第十章这一段经文，耶稣、马大、玛利亚这一段经文留下非常深的印象。
Because don't we really live in such a Martha world?
今天难道我们不是活在一个像马大那么的一个世界里吗？
A fast-paced life to do so much and so little time.
一个非常快的节奏，我们需要做那么多的事情，我们的时间却那么的有限。
Which results in great anxiety and frustration.
在我们心里带来许许多多的忧虑，也有许许多多的挫折。
We spread ourselves thin and rush through life demands without enough time to enjoy.
我们非常的忙碌，我们分身乏术，我们要尽我们的本分，但是我们没有时间来享受生命。
And we have many good things on our plate, and yet we can get distracted from the better thing.
我们的手上有着那么许许多多好的事情要去做，但是我们在那最重要的一件事情上被分了心。
And sadly, like Martha, we can end up overwhelmed and even judgmental.
就像马大一样，那么大的一个担子，他不能够承担，而且开始埋怨。
Because if I'm not happy, you're not going to be happy.
因为我心里不高兴，你们也不要高兴。
Before we enter into this story, Jesus was traveling here and there doing public ministry and helping people with most desperate needs.
进入这段信息之前，我们记得耶稣基督去了许许多多的地方，帮助了许许多多人有各式各样的需要。
He was healing the sick, casting out demons, forgiving sins, but mostly he was teaching his disciples.
他为人医病赶鬼，他赦免罪，但最大部分的时间他是教导他的门徒。
And we have this story is another teachable moment.
这一段的经文也是一个非常值得教导，一个值得学习的一个时刻。
As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened up her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said.
所以他们在走着的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，看到有个女人名叫马大，就接她到自己家里。她有一个妹子叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。
We don't know if this was their first meeting or their 100th meeting.
我们不知道这是他们第一次在一起，
We don't know,
还是好多次。
We don't know if Martha invites Jesus or Jesus invited himself.
我们不知道是马大邀请耶稣，还是耶稣邀请他自己。
Regardless, she welcomes Jesus and his many hungry, tired companions to her house.
无论如何，马大非常的欢迎耶稣跟他同行的这些伙伴。
This is no small task. She understands the whole checklist.
这不是一件很简单的事情，知道要许许多的事情要预备。
Prepare the meal, set the table, provide a comfortable place to rest.
要预备可以吃饭的一个桌子，要预备他们可以休息的地方。
Today, when we have unexpected guests arrive, we get some help from Chinese takeout and Costco.
今天如果我们有一个客人从远方来，我们可以到中国店里头或者到 Costco 去买一些可以吃的东西。
But here, Martha has a superwoman job.
但是马大在这里做一个超女人的一个工作。
But she thought, no worries, I have my sister Mary.
她心里一定是这样子想，哦，我有我的妹妹玛利亚，她一定会帮忙。
We can see a few observations here about the characters in this passage.
在这里我们可以看到一个很特别的一些描述。
The relationships that Jesus kept.
耶稣在人际之间，他跟他的朋友保持一个很好的关系。
First, we acknowledge that Jesus needs friends.
首先我们要承认耶稣也需要朋友。
Not the groupies or the people who want to get something from him, but real friends to simply love and care for him.
不单单是那些像基督要要求这个要需要那个的这些人，而是一些真正愿意在背后关怀照顾耶稣他一路的这些侍奉。
Ministers and leaders need personal friends.
传道人和领袖他们需要一些自己的真正的朋友。
While they care for many others, who will care for them?
当他们能够去照顾许许多多有需要的人，那么有谁能够来照顾这位传道人呢？
Who's going to provide them a safe place? Who accepts them, their failures, with no agendas and no judgment?
有谁能够把自己的家打开来接纳这些传道人，让他觉得这是一个很安全的一个地方，可以休息，不会有人批评论断。
So Jesus becomes close to Martha's family.
所以耶稣跟马大、玛利亚这个家庭非常的亲密。
If Jesus lived amongst us today, would he come to my house? Would he come to your house? Would we be his friend?
如果耶稣他活在今天的世界，他会到我的家来吗？或者他会成为我的朋友吗？
Would you nurture and refresh a worn-out pastor or a hurting leader?
你会非常细心的来关怀照顾这一位传道人，非常辛苦的一位传道人。
Because behind-the-scene friends bring out what is better in visible leaders to be great.
是靠着这些幕后的一些朋友，能够私下有这些细心的照顾，能够把一个领袖他最好的一面带出来。
Secondly, Jesus includes sister friends in his life.
第二，我们也看到耶稣把这些妇女也当作他非常好的朋友。
Our boys and our girls don't really sit together.
今天我们看到男孩女孩常常不坐在一起。
Whether in junior high, in college, or adult, they just sit separately.
青少年也好，或者大学也好，他们通常坐的两个不同的。
But Jesus likes the sisters.
但是耶稣在这里看到他跟这些姐妹非常的亲密。
So what is a sister friend?
那么这些姐妹的朋友是什么样的朋友呢？
She's not a girlfriend, not a romantic interest.
这些不是女朋友、男朋友那样子的朋友。
She's just a little sister that a guy treats with absolute purity.
而是把她当作自己的亲姐妹，心里头清清洁洁的，非常单纯的爱。
1 Timothy 5:2 teaches that ladies should treat men like brothers, and men should treat younger women like sisters with absolute purity.
提摩太前书五章二节强调，我们要劝那些比较年轻的男孩子，就像自己的弟兄一样，劝那些比较年轻的姐妹，就像自己的姐妹一样，总要清清洁洁的。
But because we have our 21st century lenses on, we have weird BGRs that need constant DTRs.
所以因为在今天21世纪，我们戴的特别的眼镜，所以我们一谈到男朋友、女朋友，我们要非常的仔细的去分析一下，定义这个关系。
If you didn't catch what that is, boy-girl relationships needing define the relationship.
那么刚刚讲的就是男孩女孩子的关系，我们怎么样的定义那个关系。
And if anyone pays more attention to us, we wonder, does he like me? Does she like me?
如果有任何的人对我们多看了几眼，我们就会问自己，他喜欢我吗？
So with our 21st century lens, we are tempted to see Jesus and wonder, is there a love triangle going on here?
所以我们用21世纪的眼镜来看耶稣基督，也许我们会心想，是不是这个地方有一个三角恋爱？
Or is Martha really jealous that Jesus is paying more attention to his little sister?
或者马大是不是对他的小妹妹非常的嫉妒，因为耶稣跟他的妹妹坐在那么近？
Or is Mary idolizing Jesus like a crush?
或者是玛利亚对耶稣基督有心里头的那些很那些很特别的一个爱。
Not at all.
完全不是那么回事。
Jesus purely loved them like sister friends.
耶稣心里头非常纯洁的来爱这两位姐妹。
Perhaps like sisters that we don't know that he had from by birth.
把他们当作他自己从来在家里头没有的姐妹一样。
And God intends men and women of faith.To radically love each other, treating each other with integrity, respect, holiness, and propriety.
神要这些男人女人都在主的信心里头，能够彼此当作自己的姐妹、自己的弟兄来对待。
Third, Jesus teaches women as his disciples. He includes them in the pool.
第三点，耶稣基督也把妇女当作他的门徒来训练。
This is a really radical concept in their time and culture because men and women do not cross the boundaries.
在那个时代，这是一个非常超俗、非常前进的一个做法，因为在那个时候，男女授受不亲。
Genders are divided everywhere, in public places, in worship, and even in the home.
在公共的场合，甚至于在家里头，男女这个界限分得很清。
The public living room is strictly the male space, and the kitchen is strictly a female space.
在客厅里头是单单允许这些男性在那里聚集，厨房是单单允许女性在那里工作。
But Jesus now redefines the traditional gender boundary in Israel and allows Mary to cross over the invisible boundary in order to advance the gospel.
那这里耶稣把这个男女的界限重新的定义，超破那个世俗的那个习惯，能够让妇女让弟兄都能够有机会成为门徒。
Jesus eliminates the limitation and brings salvation opportunity to all.
他把这个界限拿掉，能够使这个救恩临到所有的人。
Galatians 3:28 says, There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
加拉太书三章二十八节，这里就说到，并不分犹太人、希利里人，自主的、为奴的，或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
According to scholars like N.T. Wright, The real underlying issue Mary takes when Martha takes with Mary is a gender one, that Martha is actually concerned that Mary is behaving as if she were a man like other male disciples.
根据一位解经的学者 N.T. Wright, 他指出在这个地方马大所面临的一个问题的确是玛利亚那个在男女的角色上头的这么一个情况。 那认为说，玛利亚她那个行为是把她自己看作男人，跟这些男的门徒聚在一起。
Martha is concerned that Mary is being inappropriate and Jesus should put her back in her place.
马大认为玛利亚这样子的做，不合这些世俗，那么耶稣应该把玛利亚叫到厨房里头来帮她的忙。
You see, to sit at someone's feet is a very special relationship. It means to study or learn under that person.
坐在一个人的脚前，这个意思就是在那个人的面前来学习，来听他的讲道。To
sit at someone's feet is a male privilege.
坐在一个人的脚前，的确确在那个时代是男人的一个特权。In
Acts 22, we see that Saul of Tarsus sat at the feet of Gamaliel, listening to the rabbi and studying under his discipleship.
那么在《使徒行传》22章那个地方，我们看到扫罗，他坐在一个很有名的加玛利的那个老师的脚前。So
Mary is sitting at his feet, paying close attention and learning everything so that she could pass on and teach others about Jesus' words.
所以这里我们看到玛利亚坐在耶稣的脚前， 所以他能够听耶稣的道，也许将来能够把同样的道讲给别人来听。But
Jesus affirms Mary, hoping that even Martha will also sit at his feet too.
所以耶稣对于玛利亚的学习非常的肯定，他也希望马大也坐在他的脚前一起来学。But
instead of sitting down, Martha has a meltdown.
但是，与其坐在耶稣的脚前，马大在后头忙得不可开交。But
Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made.
那么，马大的的确确有许多的事情，她需要在那里忙碌。She
came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me."
他出来跟耶稣这样子的讲，他说：“难道我在这后头忙得一塌糊涂，我的妹妹却坐在前头听到？你应该把她叫到后头来。”Martha
focuses on the work, Mary focuses on the word.
那么马大，他的心是放在这些工作上头，那么玛利亚，他的心是放在神的话语上。Martha
is distracted by feeding others, and Mary is distracted by being spiritually fed.
那么马大是为了来侍候，来为这些众人的晚餐，心都被分了。那么玛利亚呢，反而是在耶稣的面前接受耶稣的属灵的食物。The
verb distracted is to be pulled away, to be dragged away from what?
分心，分心是说被另外一件事情被抓开了。 那么是为了什么事情，他的心被分了呢？
She's pulled away from the priority of listening to the word of the Lord.
他是从那个从坐在脚前能够听主讲道的那件事情上分了心，要来去伺候众人的晚餐。Pulled
away by what?
那么他是为哪一些事情分了心呢？
By meal preparations, by busyness, by doing good things that Scripture commends.
为了预备晚餐，也为了预备这些许许多多的需要，那么他的心被分了。Actually,
hospitality is good.
实际上照顾圣徒是一件好事情。A
woman keeping her home is good.
一个妇人能够把家里照顾得很好是一件好事情。Entertaining
guests is good.
去照顾这些客人是好事。Jesus
comes to the home of Mary and Martha to teach the truth.
耶稣来到玛利亚和马大的家里，要来教导真理。He
was not really concerned about the meal.
他不是真正的很担心晚上吃什么。
There are many reasons today that can distract us from sitting down and listening to Jesus.
在今天的世界里，我们有许许多的事情会让我们分心。
And all these distractions actually are good things.
也许我们所分心的要做的这些事都是好事情。
How about SAT prep classes?
预备 SAT 考试。
Birthday parties to celebrate your friends.
要跟朋友在一起庆贺生日。
Soccer games to exercise your body.
也许去踢足球，那么对自己有帮助。
Food shopping because you need to feed your family.
或者是去买食物，因为家人需要吃饭。
Recitals because you make beautiful music.
去带孩子去练习，去表演这个音乐，那么也很好。
Language lessons because I ought to learn Chinese.
带孩子去学习中文，也是很好。
Car repairs so you can drive places.
那么去修车子，那么你的车子可以修好了，可以拿来用。
Paying your bills and studying for finals and catching up on sleep. All of this is good.
去付账，那预备你的最后的期末考，那么等等这些许许多多的事情都是好事情。
These are all good things that can pull us away from a better priority.
这些好事情会让我们的心完全被拖出去。 那么我们迷失了这个最好的事情。
And that is to listen to the word of God.
那就是坐下来听主的话。
And it may leave us all Marthas in exhaustion, burnout, and further away from Jesus.
会让我们变得精疲力尽，让我们与耶稣会越来越远。
And Martha asks, "Don't you care?" Which sadly comes across, "Lord, you don't care about."
所以马大来到主的面前说：“难道你不关心吗？” 难道你不关心我吗?
So we have two different sisters and two different temperaments.
我们看到两位不同的姐妹，两个不同的性格。
In your family, you may have noticed that two siblings can be total opposites.
在你的家里，你会观察到两个不同的弟兄姐妹可能是性格上完全相反。
Like night and day, you are so different.
像昼夜，完全不同。
And both types carry good as well as potential bad.
那么两种不同的性格都可能是好，也可能是坏。
Different can be good as well as annoying to each other.
那不同的话可以相辅相成，那么偶尔也会彼此搅扰。
We can cause such great frustrations and drive each other nuts.
有的时候我们会非常的泄气，那个气在头上。
But it appears Mary became overwhelmed with the preparations and underwhelmed with her sister.
那我们看到马大非常的尽心尽力去预备晚餐，但是玛利亚却完全不管那些事情去听到。Martha
is type A, driven and responsible.
马大她可能是A型的，她是尽心尽力而且负责任。
She's a perfectionist, task-oriented, a real tiger woman.
她是一个完美主义者，她是以任务使命为中心的，她是一个非常坚强的妇人。And
I suspect Martha was a firstborn.
我相信马大很可能是家里的老大。Mary,
on the other hand, is type B, laid back and reflective.
玛利亚很可能是B型的。
She gets there when she gets there. She's event-oriented and a real butterfly floating pleasantly through life.
她是不吹不促慢条斯理，那么她是让事件来作为她生活的导航。她像是一个很高兴、非常可爱的一个蝴蝶飞来飞去。And
I suspect she's the baby of the family.
我猜想她是家里的老幺。
One is active, the other is complementative.
一个是非常的积极，一个是坐下来常常深思去守想。One
is a doer, the other is a thinker.
一个是动手去做，另外一个是坐下来好好的思考。One
is a leader, one is a follower.
一个是做领袖的材料，一个是做跟随者的材料。Without
one, they would have nothing to eat.
如果没有马大的话，他们没有东西可以吃。Without
the other, they would not be in worship.
如果没有玛利亚的话，他们也不会去做崇拜。It
seems they are better together.
似乎他们两个住在一起对两个都好。
Both Martha and Mary are praiseworthy women, but they also come with their flaws.
马大、玛利亚两个都值得称赞，但是两个都有他们的弱点。
Yeah, I don't want you to get the impression that Martha is a bad woman because both have faith and both love the Lord, but they express their love differently.
不要你带来一个错误的印象，说马大不很好，玛利亚非常的好，因为这两个都是在主里有信心的。
Mary is a model of the contemplative life.
那么玛利亚似乎是一个深思熟虑的那么一个典型。
Did you know she's actually a superhero of nuns?
她看起来就像一个属灵上头那个修女的那种模范。
She's a model for them, and she prays 24/7. She tends to fast, meditate on scripture. She likes solitudes and silent retreats.
玛利亚很可能一天二十四小时，一个礼拜七天都在那里祷告、禁食、深思。他能够单独的在一个退休里头。
And Martha is a model for active Christian living. She may gravitate towards community service. She fights for social justice. She does missions, outreach, and she feeds the hungry.
马大很可能是一个非常积极的一个典范，他非常活跃，他很可能非常的关心这些社区里头的需要，非常的关心社会的公益。他会去参加宣教，他会去参加这个传福音，他会去为这些没有食物的饥饿的人。
This Mary and Martha are mentioned only three places in the Bible, and each time we find Mary being Mary and Martha being Martha.
我们在圣经里头看到有三处地方提到马大跟玛利亚，每一个地方都会让你在想，玛利亚的确是那么一位玛利亚，马大的确是那么一位马大。
There is a rather amusing thing about Mary, though. All three times Mary is mentioned, she has the same posture, kneeling at Jesus' feet.
非常有幽默啊！看到圣经上头有三处提到玛利亚，她都是同一个姿态，跪在地上。
When Jesus comes for dinner in Luke 10, she sits at Jesus' feet.
路加十章，她坐在耶稣的脚前。
When Lazarus dies in John 11, she falls at Jesus' feet with grief and weeping.
当他们的弟弟 Lazarus 死的时候，那么玛利亚也是匍匐在地上，在那里悲伤哭泣。
And when Jesus comes for dinner again in John 12,It says, Mary took out a pint of nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair.
在拉撒路复活了之后，我们在约翰福音十二章又看到玛利亚，她拿了一斤非常贵重的香膏，她就倒在耶稣的脚上，又用她自己的头发去擦。
Mary really likes his feet.
玛利亚的确喜欢耶稣的脚。
But for Mary, it was all about her devotion to be at Jesus' feet.
但是玛利亚的的确确，这是从她内心深处发出的敬虔的一种流露。
For Martha, it was all about serving Jesus with her hands.
那么马大呢，就是强调用她的手来侍奉耶稣。
She seems like she's the Proverbs 31 woman.Come to life, who works vigorously with eager hands. She is diligent and avoids idleness.
她似乎是那个传道书三十一章的那个好妇人复活了，来这里做各式各样的侍奉的工作。
But she has a really close relationship with Jesus because it says in John 11:5, it says, Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus.
因为我们看到马大跟耶稣也是非常的亲密，在约翰第十一章第五节那边看到耶稣耶稣说素来爱马大和他的妹子并拉撒路。
Martha has spiritual depth. She calls him Lord, and she declares in John 11:27, "I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who has come into the world."
那么马大也的确有那个属灵的深度，在约翰福音十一章二十七节，我们看到马大称耶稣为那 为主为基督，而且称他是神的儿子，就是那要临到世界的。
She had a second chance to serve Jesus dinner, and this time she kept her priorities straight, and there were no meltdowns.
她有第二次的机会来侍奉耶稣，用晚餐来侍奉耶稣，但这一次她就不再那么焦头烂额抱怨，这次就非常的顺利。
Because she may have remembered how Jesus had comforted her before in his loving rebuke, his gentle reminder, Martha, Martha.
也许马大她记得很清楚，前一次耶稣基督对他非常用心、非常恩爱的一种教导。
Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things.
他记得耶稣的话，马大，马大，你为许多的事情思虑烦恼。
But few things are needed.
但是不可缺少的只有一件。
Or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better.
因为玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分。
Martha, Martha, you worry about many things, but you have lost sight on the one thing that really matters.
还记得耶稣的话，马大，马大，你为了许多的事情烦恼，但是你却失掉了那么一件最宝贵的事情。
You are distracted and overwhelmed by doing many good things.But you're missing out on what is better.
你为了许许多多的事情在那里担心，在那里忙碌，但是你失去了那个最好的一个福气。
You are doing many good things, and it's messing you up inside out.
你做了许许多多的好事情，但是你却迷失了那个最好的。
Martha, Martha, you are restless and without peace.
说马大，马大。你在那忙碌，你心里却没有平安。
You are frustrated and without joy.
你有挫折感，心里却没有喜乐。
You are angry and without love.
你心里埋怨，却不能够去爱。
I am with you. Don't forget about me.
耶稣说，我跟你在一起，那么不要忘掉最重要的事情。
When you're raising a child, you give them what you feel is best.
当我们教养一个孩子，我们往往把最好的、最好的给他们。
The best preschool, the best high school, the best college, the best sports, the best music teachers, the best extracurricular. There are many activities dominate our family time, money, and energy.
我们常常要自己的孩子去进最好的幼稚园、最好的高中、最好的大学。去玩最好的运动，那么最好的音乐老师，最好的课外活动，这些许许多多的事情，占据了我们家庭里的时间、金钱和精力。
So many good things, but are you better?
许许多多很好的事情，但是是不是最好的，是最使你能够变得更好？
Every good blessing God has intended for our immense delight.Can sap away the joy when it's filled with anxiety and worries.
神给我们许许多多的好的东西来祝福我们，让我们坐在那里可以享受。
Bigger, better, more, busier, fuller, so many good things, but are we choosing what is better?
往往我们去寻求那些更多的、更好的、也更大的事情。但是是真正的更好的事情吗？
It's humbling for Martha to hear what Jesus says. You're worried and upset by many things, but Mary has chosen what is better, the one thing that is better.
所以当耶稣说马大马大，你为许多的事情烦恼，那么玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，相信马大心里非常受谦卑受教导。
Martha somehow must downsize the many things to one thing.
那么马大的的确确需要把许多许多的事情化繁为简。
She must decrease so Jesus may increase.
马大必须衰微，那么耶稣必须兴旺。
So we see one thing in Luke chapter 10, to sit at Jesus' feet to hear the word of God.
所以我们在路加十章看到这么一件上好的福气。就是坐在耶稣的脚前来听他讲道。
Because what we hear from the Lord should pour out to every part of our lives.
我们看到这个主他把最好的事情倾倒在我们的生命里。
So let's get our priorities straight. Let's get our souls aligned with Jesus.
让我们把我们所有的事情的优先次序弄清楚，让我们心里头能够有重新的一个调整。
I will bless you with what you want to do, but what do Jesus want you to do?
耶稣会祝福许许多多我们想要做的，但是我们要知道耶稣他愿意我们去做什么。
Martha, does Jesus really want you to be a superwoman?
那么马大，耶稣是真的要你做一位超女人吗？
Come and listen to my voice.
到我的脚前来听到。
So first we need to have Mary's heart for Jesus. Then we can use our hands, the rest of us, for Jesus.
所以我们首先要有玛利亚的那一颗心来到耶稣的面前，然后我们才能够用马大的那一双手来侍奉耶稣。
I also discovered there is a one thing in the Old Testament and the New Testament.
我也发现在旧约里头和新约里头都有那么一件事情非常重要的，非常宝贵的一件事。
In Psalm 27:4, King David refers to that one thing is to worship the Lord.
那么诗篇27篇，我们看到大卫王提到那一生一世，那么就有那么一件事情是要在神的殿里头来敬拜神。
One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple.
大卫说，有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
In Philippians 3, the Apostle Paul points out one thing to be eternity in heaven.
在腓立比书第三章13节14节，使徒保罗也提到有这么一件事情，是天上那个天国的有关的那么一件事。
But one thing that I do, forgetting what is behind, straining forward toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
保罗说，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
In this life, there are many things, many good things we ought to do, but don't get distracted from what is better.
今生我们会面到许许多多很好的事情，我们想要去做的，但是不要被这些事情让我们在上好的福分里头来到耶稣的基督面前被分了心。
Don't get upset. Don't be overwhelmed with worry. Be in the presence of God. Listen to his word. Worship the Lord. And press on towards heaven.
我们事情不顺的时候不需要去太担心，我们只要能够来到神的面前，在他的面前来听他的话语，那么一切都有主的保管。
As I ask the worship team to come back forward, let us pray together.
那么我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you for blessing us with many good things. We pray for the strength to choose what is better.
主，我们谢谢你给我们生命里这么多许许多多的好的祝福，但是我们求你给我们有智慧，让我们来选择那上好的福气。
Clean our ears out so we may hear the word of the Lord.
让我们耳聪目明，让我们能够分辨那最好的福气。
Free our hearts from the anxieties and worries that overcome us.
不让我们的心里有着太多的担忧。
So we would be unhindered before you.
让我们来到你的面前，没有任何的难阻。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们靠主的名这样子祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
请起立。